time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yes, we back. Another year. Well, another year. Another week. I'm bugging out. Yeah, another week. We're back here in your ear. You know what I mean? Crystal clear. I don't know. I'm just talking shit right now, but I'm happy to be here. What's going on with you?
Ah, man. I'm out here in the land of the living, brother.
I hear that. You know,
I feel blessed, like Big Sean and them.
Okay. All right. That's good energy. That's good. Yeah,
I feel blessed.
Oh, shit. Yo, Big Sean is mad zen over the last couple of years. He is super zen. He's a zen-ass nigga. It's good to see. It's good to see, but it's
ever since, like, you know, him and Drake had that successful record on the mixtape all the way back. I was like, these niggas are some very hopeful-ass young rappers.
Yeah. Well, you know what? As I was thinking about it, because for a quick second, I was about to say maybe attribute it to Jhené Aiko, you know, who's very holistic and, you know, all of that type of vibes and shit. So there could be some of that, but... And there could probably be some of that, but you know what? I remember seeing Big Sean, this might have been like 2014 or something like that, something a long time ago at Bumbershoot in Seattle. He was performing. It's the first time I ever seen him live. And he obviously, his catalog wasn't crazy, but he had a couple records, you know what I mean? And I remember in the middle of his set, he did about 45 minutes, but in the middle of his set, he probably took a good 5 minutes and gave this impassioned, uplifting, you could do it too ass speech.
Right.
And
like
that shit, go ahead.
Yeah, I get that from him. You know what I'm saying? I get that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, again, all the way from Successful, which was 2009 or something like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was on my 21st Century Hustle shit, so that was like, you know, that was right up my alley.
And right, then, right.
And then, but... I listened to the nigga on Drink Champs. That's my first time ever hearing a Big Sean interview. You know what I mean? Because nigga just omnipresent and with his music. Like, he pop up in all the verses and shit. But I never heard his interview. You know what I'm saying? So the first interview I heard of him was Drink Champs. And you know what I'm saying? And his whole makeup is like that. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, understanding... You know, the journey, where he's been, how he, you know what I mean, how far he's come, you know what I mean, attributing his mom or whoever, is, you know what I mean, letting him hold a car and all that type of shit. So, you know, he's a reflective type of motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Which you know, is cool, and it lends to being able to see the world from a perspective of gratitude, as they would say.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. No, I totally agree. It was funny, too, on that Drink Champs. He was very concerned about Nori and DJ EFN. He was like, are you brothers, are y'all doing anything besides this? Because I know this is a whole lot of alcohol consumption. And it was, it was a real moment, but it was just so funny because nobody else, I'm sure motherfuckers have been thinking that shit, you know what I mean? People leaving the damn, You know, because I know they ask Sean Evans every time they have hot wings. Damn, you eat hot wings every episode? Nori go hard. Like, that motherfucker get drunk. You know, that his liver got to be taking a beating. But, you know, it's good to see that concern. And, they had Big Sean. They had Big Sean casted as one of them Zen-type cats on that show 20s that was on BET. I'm not sure if it's coming back, but that was a good show.
Okay. Yeah, anyway. I missed that one.
Yeah, man. But anyway, word. So you say you feeling blessed in the land of the living,
Yeah, I'm feeling blessed, man. A lot going on out here, you know what I'm saying? You know, prayers up for Shaka Zulu,
who absolutely.
You know, ended up getting shot out here, you know. Seems to be on the mend, you know, as far as I understand that he seems to be stable. You know what I mean? Yeah. And still amongst us here. So, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's like, that's somebody a nigga know. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That's close. It's like, shit, that's at a spot that, while I haven't been yet, I pass that motherfucker every single day. You know what I'm saying? And people that I'm around, they've all been there. They all go there. You know what I'm saying? At least for, mm-hmm. for special dinners or, you know what I'm saying, just when they gathering as friends and shit. Apartment 4B is one of them places that people go. So, you know, it just makes you reflect a little bit harder. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of stuff going on. You know what I mean? There's a lot of shootings going on. But sometimes it's like, yo, this shit getting wild. Because that's a nigga that's my age. He ain't in the way. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a nigga that's out the way. Like, you know what I mean? He ain't taking up no space in these niggas' lanes. You know what I'm saying? The nigga running his own lane. So, you know, that's like, damn. That, you know, I don't want to put it on me, but it, like, that you be looking at it like, damn, that could have been a situation that I was in. You know?
Yep.
Just outside on some grown man shit. And, you know, catch one on the humbug, as they would say. Like, God damn.
Yeah, it was shocking just to hear that, you know, because if anybody know him, if you know, he's a good dude. He's definitely, as you said, totally out the way, not in the fray, not with the dumb shit, you know. Right. He's in the mix, but on some real, you know, like, uplifting, you know what I mean, partnership type, you know what I'm saying? Like, like a real good dude. You know, when people say certain people are good people, real upstanding. And that shit was just like, wow, you know. But, I mean, shit has been going crazy in Atlanta, particularly. I heard about the shooting at Subway over some mayo. That shit is ridiculous. But now, you know, shooting in general, you know, prayers out to Lil TJ, you know, rapper from the Bronx. He got shot out in Jersey. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's still kind of, I don't know if he's still unconscious, but I know he's been, you know, still in the fight, you know. And then you know, it's interesting, they just, you know, the Supreme Court obviously has been doing some real seismic shit as of late, you know, with you know, Roe versus Wade. But one of the other things that they did, there was a ruling that kind of eliminated, you know, in New York's gun laws have always been real tight, you know. Like, not to say people don't have guns, but part of the reason that, you know, it's not as crazy as it's probably could be is because just the risk is too high, you know. It's 3 years, just you got caught with it. So one of the things was, you know, gun laws have always been pretty strict out here, and one of the things was, if you wanted to have concealed carry, you really had to go, like, reach out to the, go to the precinct, speak to the people, let them know exactly why you need it, what type of business you in, you know what I mean? They take your fingerprints, all types of shit like that. And it was just real recently that's unconstitutional. So now, you know, and pretty soon, at least in many parts of New York, I think New York City's still going to kind of be a little strict about it, but like many parts of New York, you can have concealed carry, you know what I'm saying? So... it's just, you know, it's just interesting, man. Guns is such a tricky subject because on one hand, you want to protect yourself, you know, like it's going so far that, you know, like so many people got guns that you just feel like, well, shit, if they got them, I need to get at least one. You know what I'm saying? Just to have a shooter's chance. But the other thing is just most, like I said, just a couple weeks ago, most people don't really know how to shoot. They shooting erratically. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, they shoot becomes like one of the first, that's the first step now. That there's no real, no trying to like de-escalation. There's nobody throwing hands no more. Like, it's just going like, yo, nigga, we, you know, they pulling up Steph Curry, you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of now motherfuckers is getting the, putting the, you know, they got the fucking, the little switch that they could put on their guns. I don't know if you've seen this shit. But it basically just turned like a semi-automatic into a full-on machine gun. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. And, you know, and America's already, the ethos of America is excess. You know what I'm saying? In any capacity, at everything. Like, you know what I mean? Put more cheese on that. You know what I'm saying? Supersize that. Fuck it. Let me get a longer clip. Matter of fact, let me get a drum. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, you don't need all of that. But right. Anyway, man.
Right. It's you know, I just remember, you know, the 80s, the 90s, when they was just giving away machine guns, it seemed like, you know what I'm saying? It just feel like that kind of time, you know? Except it was a whole lot, it felt like it was a whole lot more elements to it. You had, you know, a bunch of machine guns. Then you had, you know, basically open air drug supermarkets all through the major cities. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, you had like wide open jacking season, you know? Like, especially like 90 through like 94, 95. It was just wide open. We jacking everything moving, you know? And you know, it just feels like those kind of times, except for, you know, the jacking is different. Like back then, it was just like everybody jacking each other. Niggas right down your hood, like, God damn, nigga, I know that's you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Nigga, the fuck?
Right, now I gotta kill you.
Right, you know what I'm saying? It's like, nigga, everybody know that's you.
Yeah.
So it was just wide open, and it feel like, you know what I mean, I don't know if they trying to get it back wide open, or they expanding the wide openness of it, you know what I'm saying, allowing, you know, easing up the gun laws, and, you know, allowing, you know, general citizens to basically get in on the arms race. It's you know, it feels a little different, man. It feels a little more tricky than back then. You know, you had cops and robbers, but it felt like, you know, shit, everybody got it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, again, you get shot at the grown folks situation, like, and not even have to be in no trap or in no wild ass scenario. At the wild club, you could be at the grown man shit and still end up in a shootout.
No safe spaces, like we've been saying. Yeah, that shit's crazy. It is wild, man. Shit is wild. But y'all be safe out there, you know?
Yeah, that's, you know, once again, prayers up for Shaka Zulu, man. His family, you know what I'm saying? Jeff and everybody, his sister, his kids, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, shit, man. So, I mean, on a lighter note, it's not the best note, but I just had a... I'm trying to go somewhere, but I can't take it back. Yeah, because it ain't... It's,
actually, because
it's still a grievance, but it ain't as heavily, it's definitely as bad as anything else. It's not dire. I just went and drove, got me a whack-ass fish sandwich that I was... Yeah, man, and I had great expectations for it.
You going to name the place, or are you going to...
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to tuck it. I'm going to tuck it. I ain't going to do that, you know, especially because it's wilding. You know what I mean? But no, I don't want to... I don't really like to do that. You know, it's funny, man. I've been... I don't know what's going on with me. Maybe I don't know if I'm more compassionate or whatever, but there's like... There used to be the point of where I wanted to... You want to go to... And it's funny because there's some other shit that I'm not even going to name them either, but like, I guess I air my grievances on the pod. You know what I'm saying? I guess this is my new Yelp. You know what I mean? But I don't really point a finger, but like, I get it off. You know what I'm saying? But I'm slow to go to like Yelp or anything like that and give anything a bunch of, you know, some stars or whatever the fuck. But I was getting a cut probably like 2 weeks ago. And we was having a whole conversation about fish sandwiches, and my barber had a cat come from a spot in the Bronx to drop off some fish sandwiches. He was coming to get a cut, but he was coming from the Bronx. He was like, yo, this fish spot around my way, this shit is fire, da-da-da-da-da. So, you know, my barber was like, all right, bet, bring me some shit, you know what I mean? So, boom, as I'm leaving, he coming through with the big styrofoam and shit like that. You can smell the fish and shit. Like, oh, shit, that shit sound fire. So when I went and got a shape up just the other day, I followed up. I was like, yo, how was that fish spot in the Bronx? He was like, oh, that shit was crazy. They give you mad fish. You know, niggas always gotta give you about the deal. Oh, mad fish, shit was fire, it was good. Yeah, I think I'm going back. Told him next time you come, yeah, nigga, put in another order for me, da 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 da. I was like, oh shit. So I thought I had a little taste for it. I see somebody with like some fish and grits on their on Instagram. Like, they had a little fish and grits plate. And they gave the coordinates for that. And I was looking. I didn't even see the spot. So I was like, and I ain't know this person. This is from some real Explorer page, Fish and Grits Discovery. So I couldn't jump in the comments like, could you be a little bit more specific? But anyway, I had a taste for it. So I hit my man. I was like, yo, what's the name of that spot your man's told you about? He was like, let me find out. He sent me the information. So I said, took a little drive out. You know what I mean? Wanted to get out anyway. I like that. That becomes my activity. I had to get outside anyway. So I go outside. I go in pursuit to go get this fish spot. They give you a whole lot of fish. That is true. And the shit looked good. Like, it looked beautiful. I don't know if it was, and it was fried hard, but I don't know if they must have fried that shit in some old grease or something, but it just had a weird, like, little aftertaste to where, like, it just, it wasn't worth the journey, is what I'm saying. It wasn't worth the journey. And I was like, and then, like, it was one of those moments where I thought, you know, I finished most of it, and I just tossed the shit out. And I'm driving in the whip, and the whip's still smelling like fish a little bit. So there's the, you know what I mean? There's the
residual, the remorse.
Yeah, exactly. The residual whackness of that fish all in my motherfucking situation. So I'm like, I got to talk about this shit. And then, and so this is my little Yelp review. But then also, I had another little service on some, this is my little grievance portion of the show. Another little service. I was getting a delivery today, and they like, yo, you need to be here in this window. Make sure you in this window. You know what I mean? And we'll deliver. I said, all right, bet. So I'm clearing shit out, and I'm here, and then the window come and go. So then I go and look on the thing, and they got the same window, but for tomorrow. And I'm like, wait a minute, am I bugging? Did I put the order in, like, after midnight? Maybe I thought tomorrow was, you know what I mean? So I look back. No, sure enough, it was what it was. So I hit them up. I say, yo, y'all told me y'all had the situation to keep the window open. I cleared my schedule. It was clear anyway. I cleared my schedule. But, you know, what's popping? And I don't know what I'm expecting. You know, it's the, you know, we apologize for the inconvenience. I don't know. You know, there's that moment where you just like, and I don't know if you felt like this. This obviously your SLS story is a little bit more high stakes. You know what I'm saying? But it was just, you're like, damn, nigga, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, but I mean, what else could they give you? They can't give you, unless they gonna waive the shit, which that wasn't gonna happen. So you just gotta take it for what it is. But it's just like one of them things where you're like, man, this motherfuckers don't give a fuck. Like, they ain't even notify me.
Right. You know, they just changed.
He just said, we'll see you when we see you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wouldn't have known had I not called them. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I had that, that's the point that I didn't like. Like, I, you know, there's nowadays, you'll get the we'll see you when we see you. You know, Amazon is good for that shit. Yo, yeah, we said Wednesday, but, you know, it looks like it's Friday. You know what I mean? You just got to eat it because at least they told you. Right. But these motherfuckers, I had to go ask. I had to go, you know what I mean, inquire within. And then get the, oh, we fucked up. You know, apologies for the inconvenience.
Right.
So anyway, man.
So it was nothing? They did nothing, just apologize?
They apologized, and then they actually moved the window to later. They just literally, before we cracked the mic, they dropped some shit off. So it worked out. So it kind of worked out.
It resolved. Then you worked
it. It resolved it.
Tony has done it again.
There you go.
Yeah. Now, speaking of that,
yeah,
you know,
the
I got
fish
I,
or the
nah, nah, the window. On the window, the apology, the, you know, none, no credit to the mistake, you know,
right?
You know, Delta has been going through their woes last couple weeks, you know what I'm saying? They pilots feeling overworked, you know, and they short staff. So, you know, whatever, however they doing it, you know what I'm saying? I'm not sure if they pilots doing like a silent strike or whatever, but you know, they canceling a lot of flights and shit, which impacted this particular trip, you know, coming to New York from Miami, my shit got canceled, which was like, you know, my get home for Father's Day flight, you know what I'm saying? Oh. Sunday morning, flight to New York.
Uh-huh. Boom. Juneteenth.
So I get a message, June 18th. You know what I'm saying? They give you a notice. But it was like, yeah, your flight has been canceled. You've been moved to another flight. So I look at it, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, okay, 8 a.m. So, all right, it ain't that bad. You know what I'm saying? You know, they got me flying out earlier, so I need to get there quicker, blah, blah, blah. But then I look, and it's like 8 a.m. on Monday, the day after Father's Day. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, oh, that can't go. So now I had to end up purchasing a whole nother ticket to get home for Father's Day, because you can't miss Father's Day. Nigga, that's your only
on a
day.
Different airline.
On a different airline. Right. So,
and it was Black Father's Day.
It was Black Father's Day on the Juneteenth, nonetheless. And I had to shoot with Groovy Lou. I had a team that needed to get to New York as well. So, you know, I was like, you know, I had to make sure everything was right. So anyway, boom, stay home, blah, blah, boom, and I'm about to come back to the A. Then they canceled my flight leaving. So instead of Sunday night, they, you know what I'm saying, they automatically booked me on a Monday. It was a Monday night flight, which, you know. No. First, it was they put me on a flight for Monday morning. Then I get there, and then they can't, you know, blase skip. I end up dealing with them and missing the flight. And then they booked me on a flight for the next day, which is would have been way too late, which would have been today, 8 o'clock. I'll still be. Actually, they just sent a message about that flight saying it ain't boarding to 9. So, anyway, I flew standby, got home. Now, my whole point in this whole story is you don't get no apologies. You don't get shit except for moved around and fuck your schedule. Fuck what you got to do in your life, nigga. It's over for you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I talked to... You know, our resident, you know, a scholar, Felicia Gordon, and she like her flights been getting bounced around, but every time they cancel her flights, they give her 10,000 points. I'm like, wait a minute. Why I ain't getting no points? You know what I'm saying? Like, hold up. I need to call and pitch a motherfucking fool. You know what I'm saying? Because, listen, I'm 2,000 points from gold. I'm almost there. I would have made it had I not had to fly American. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, y'all need to run me something, man, because I've been inconvenienced at the highest levels of inconvenience. You know what I'm saying? So when I got time, I'm going to get and hold on that Delta hold for 2 hours and pitch my grievance and see if I could get me something out the motherfucking deal as a step for some wasted time. And a heart and a headache. So, you know, I see what you mean by, like, you know, when they say you ain't get nothing for your trouble. I'm about to try my hand at it. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. Good luck with that, man. Yeah, that shit could be weird, especially Delta. It's been happening to a lot of people. I've been hearing about this Delta treatment.
Right.
Yeah, it's been tough. And I heard it might even be bigger than just Delta, just the overall. You know, the travel situation, something, I guess. I don't know if it's still COVID. You know, COVID has been the excuse for a long time, but I think a lot of motherfuckers just ain't trying to, you know, they ain't trying to work no more.
Nah, you know what I mean? this is what I think, honestly. It's just me. I think the business people is like, listen, man, this shit crazy. Gas is higher than a motherfucker. People only going to be able to pay so much for these tickets. So once we lock these niggas in, you know what I'm saying, we could juggle them around. You know what I'm saying? And then make sure every flight go out is fully packed. You know what I'm saying? Even if that means...
I've heard that theory too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, go ahead.
Even if that means we got to leave a few behind and figure out how to get them where they got to go, whatever. Everything flying is packed. Sold out, and we gonna shrink the amount of flights, but we gonna keep the same amount of passengers, and that's how we finna do this shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's how it feels.
Like I said, It might be that. It might be that. I see they cutting a few places out too. Some of these little ports, some places had to shut down. I forget what the cities were, but at least two cities have just fully just closed shop. They don't even fly there no more.
Yeah. So,
we took that off.
Nah, ain't enough motherfuckers going to this shit. This ain't worth the gas. Yeah, ain't worth the gas. Yo, got that. You know what I'm talking about? Shit, that $200 ain't gas money no more.
Yeah, you know we ain't got that. Yeah, that's crazy, you
know,
man.
I just feel that way because it'd be like, damn, nigga, how you know 48 hours in advance you going to cancel the flight?
Mm-hmm.
Like, damn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's somebody looking at a spreadsheet. Bring them over to the 10. Put them on a Tuesday.
You know what I'm saying? Because here go the trip shit, right? Uh-huh. Remember I said I had to deal with them? I got, no, I had an 8 o'clock in the morning flight. I got there 6:30, right? I ain't got no bags to check. I'm standing in the line. They wouldn't let me check in on the kiosk. You know what I'm saying? I go see the little person. They take my ID. They go through it. Oh, you got to go down to the rebooking and, you know, fix whatever this problem is. I go down to the rebooking. I'm standing in that line like a motherfucker. I don't get to the person until 7:15 because I'm watching the clock at this point. So I get that 7:15, flight 8 o'clock. It's 45 minutes for the flight. So a few minutes into it, she's like, well, you know, I don't know why they sent you down here. I don't really see nothing, blah, 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 woo, woo. And then she like, but, you know, they done closed that flight already. How they closed the flight 40 minutes before the shit fly? I done showed up to the airport 40 minutes before the flight and got on the motherfucker.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, man, this like, man, if your shit ain't perfect, you getting bumped. We're going to put that motherfucker we juggled in that seat, and then you got to go get juggled. You know what I'm saying? That's how I felt. Like, man, this is a goddamn scam.
Yeah, definitely. It could be that. Yeah, that sounds like it. That sounds like it. It's real. And it's fucking some mind warfare to make you go all the way there just to fuck with you. Just because they know they playing the clock on that ass.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go hit you. Oh, unfortunate. I mean, I don't know why I hate when they do that. I hate when they act like they not a unit.
Right.
I hate that. That's the bullshit where they be like, I don't know why they would tell you that. See, this is what I'm saying. And it's like, nigga, you work with them. Don't try to pull me into some bullshit in this theater anyway. Come on now. Right. I hate
there
that
ain't
shit.
Ain't nothing I
can
do. Then they close the flight. Mm-mm. Let me try to make a call, see if they can open it back up. Mm. Oh, they can't open it back. Like, come on. 40 minutes before the flight? Stop it.
Right.
I ain't checking
once
no
they
bags.
Close that flight.
Come on, man. Y'all niggas got y'all mind, man. Cause I done did this shit before. I done did it before.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
but you know,
crazy.
Hey, you know, you can't act a fool in the airport now. That's the quickest route to the jail.
Yep, to the jail and to drive taking the bus for at least 2 years.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Put you on that list.
Ali Muhammad can't fuck up in the airport, man. You gotta treat these people. Nah. Let these people do their jobs. And you know what I'm saying? Just know that if you ain't get on it, it wasn't meant to be. That's the attitude you got to take fucking around in the airport. You know what?
Yeah.
I ain't in no rush. I ain't got to be nowhere I ain't got to be.
Yeah, you got to be all the way zenned out. You got to be on your Big Sean. Because that's why, you see why they fighting on the flights. Because niggas be having they fail when they was on the ground. So now they finally up in the air, their nerves is frazzled, they still a little nervous to be in the air, you know what I mean? Somebody say the wrong thing, and it's a world star video, man. Mm-hmm. Now also, at this, speaking of air travel, I know you saw this shit, and I guess they do it in L.A., but I see Atlanta, old Black Hollywood, or just Hollywood, you know, the Southern Hollywood now, is doing a rich and famous terminal. Where you got that bread or you got that profile, you come to this terminal, you know, and it's going to be interesting. It's fucking Atlanta. It's going to be a bit of a reckoning because I think everybody, if they ain't rich, they still feel like they famous.
Yeah, niggas going to pay that. What is it, like $3,000 or something? What, $6,000?
Oh, is that
number?
What?
I forgot. Hilarious, they got a number out there. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, you know niggas going to pay that shit.
Just to be in the spot.
Yeah, just to be front. That's gonna be the new club. Airport.
They ain't even got no flight. They ain't even got no flight. He just chilling. A baggage claim.
Let me show up. You said baggage claim with a drink.
You know what I'm saying? Just kicking it.
You know what I'm saying?
Get out here.
Yeah, niggas going to be playing that.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
But it's still like the regular flight, though. You just had a different check-in system.
And that's what's going to get dicey. Because when they start juggling motherfuckers, and then, you know what I'm saying, you see Offset just get moved into your seat, you're going to feel a certain type of way. Like, yo, what the fuck? Yo, hold on, fam. Nah,
they do that shit so smooth. You don't see who's sitting in your seat.
Boxed
out. Nigga, like, shit. When they say,
all behind a curtain.
Yeah, hey, you ain't make that, nigga. You can't even get back there because you ain't got no boarding pass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. Don't even know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit, B. What else is cracking with you? What you been up to otherwise?
Oh, shit, besides? You know, it was a big week. Muhammad holidays again, you know what I'm saying? So I had a 12th grader graduate.
Hold on now.
No, it's not the Muhammad holiday.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say, I thought that was in May. Oh, all right. Got you. Okay.
That was in May. But my middle son graduated from high school. My daughter came out of eighth grade going into ninth grade. So they had a graduation ceremony and a middle school prom. And then he had his prom. So, you know, it's kind of like it's a big week. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. celebrations, you know what I'm saying? So that was cool, you know. Kicked it off Father's Day. Then, you know, you had these, you know, the graduations. And, you know, it's a big deal, you know what I mean? Because it's like, you know, you got one, like this particular son, he a super student, like, you know, always on top mm-hmm. of that shit. Not in no way where, you know, you got your foot on their neck. Like, yeah, you got to, you know, make good grades and all. Nah, it's just some shit that he do. You know what I'm saying? On his own. You ain't got to push him. You know what I'm saying? Kid made a 1540 on the SAT. And it's like, you know, it's like this is just him doing him. And so, you know, it's good to see him being celebrated. Went to, I think we did, took him out to eat. And that was all good, you know. And then my daughter, the same thing. So, you know, she got a friend group. So, you know, they had a group dinner. You know what I mean?
Okay. Y'all not invited to that, or
no? Of course. Who gonna pay?
Oh, y'all hosted the friend group.
Well, you know, the parents. The parents all collectively.
Okay, got you.
And then,
summit.
Yeah, it was a summit. But, you know, they had the, you know, the specialized menu with the name on it. It was a good deal, you know.
That's fire.
Yeah. So, you know, that was all good. Cool. Yeah. So that
congratulations.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. So So, you know, my son headed off to University of Chicago in the fall. So
okay.
You know. Which is interesting, an interesting place. We talked about it when we went to visit, but, you know, I never really heard of it before he started talking about it. And it's just like one of them places that fit his personality. And so, you know, that was that.
Where do you think? Well, I got a couple questions. Mm-hmm. First, quick questions. Where'd y'all eat? Where was the celebration spots at, if you want to disclose? You know what I mean? How was the meals?
The group dinner was at Ciccone's, which is Dumbo. Yeah, you know, it's owned by Soho House. So it's in the same building as Dumbo House, but on the first floor by the water.
What kind of food is that? Like regular
American? It's Italian.
American,
it's Italian.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like an Italian. They got a great lobster spaghetti. You know, Dumbo House members be getting 50% off on certain days, so that was cool.
A beautiful thing.
And then for my son, we went to Chow's. We went to Mr. Chow.
All right.
So
okay.
That was you know what I'm saying? That was cool. So we was in there. Then my oldest son, he was there. Talking about he ain't like the food. Like, hold up, my nigga. You ain't got no voice in this shit, man. Unless you put something on the tab, man.
Right.
Keep your opinion to yourself, man.
That's funny. Save it for Yelp.
Yeah. I ain't supposed to voice my opinion. I mean, nah.
nah, man.
As
you guys,
nah.
Oh shit.
Now that funny, now that 22, man. And you ain't putting nothing on the bill, man. Mm-mm.
Oh man.
You can hold that. You can hold that.
Right, right.
You can
right,
hold
right.
all your grievances.
Wait, so like you said, your middle son that's just about to go to University of Chicago. You said. He's a student based off the fact that, you know, it's just his own thing.
Yeah.
Where do you think he got that aptitude from? Like, where do you see it? Or it's just something that you just, it's just something that's just unique to just his development? Or do you feel like he pulled it from somewhere? Or what is it?
You know, there's a certain thing called genetics. And when you got a smart ass daddy. No, I'm just playing. You know, all that aside, it's like when it's at a certain point, I saw like we were doing homework with my oldest son, and you know how the black parents do homework and shit, it always end up in a fussing. You know what I'm saying? But pay attention. You know what I'm saying? And then in this particular moment, I could see him like kind of deciphering, like, oh, okay. You know, I need to be on top of my work and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was looking like he was deciphering the situation, you know? Uh-huh. And then ever since then, he was just showing that, you know, yeah, I'm on top of my shit. And, you know, right. I don't know if it was a subliminal thing or whatever, but, you know, and again, there's probably a lot of factors that go into all of this, but it was just that moment when I noticed that, okay, he finna try to go all out with this shit. And But, you know, at the time, you don't know, you know, where they at with it. You know what I'm saying? We was in the private school and shit that had in the lower school, they didn't have grades. You know what I'm saying? They just gave you a psychological analysis of your child and shit, what they, you know what I'm saying, good at. But a lot of it is like, okay, this is where they need to work on and shit like that. So, you know, at the time, you spending money on these schools, and you're thinking that, okay, that the education part is in good hands. But you don't factor in all of the, you know, societal, you know, factors that factor into this shit. So it's like when you got a bunch of rich kids, then you got, you know what I'm saying, some all right to do kids, and then you got some black kids, and you're trying to manage this situation. What they try to do is keep a balance. You know what I'm saying? They don't never say somebody's outdoing anybody or too low. You know what I'm saying? They try to keep everything kind of balanced. And so they tell you a lot about where your child needs to be shored up. So what you end up doing is dealing with where your child is deficient as opposed to knowing where your child is actually excelling. And the recession hit. And they couldn't afford that shit no more. Then I had third, the recession hit, then the third baby came on the way. It was like, oh, Lord. This shit ain't even no option no more. You know what I'm saying? So you had to shake up the whole social environment and put them in public school, and which for him was the best thing that could have happened, right? Because when you get into the public school, and then it's standardized. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're going to get grades.
It's metrics.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? You take this test. It's standardized. It's all, you know, you're going to know. And, after that first year, the teacher was like, you know, I don't know what else to do with this kid. You know what I'm saying? I ain't much else I could teach him. Y'all going to have to find somewhere for him to go. You know?
Dang.
So, you know, you set out to find the place. You know what I'm saying? And with him, like at that age, he wasn't really, like, he didn't have like a social group. You know what I'm saying? He was just kind of isolated. Yeah. He wasn't really bonding with the rest of the kids. So, you know, we found, you know, went, put him in this other school that was, you know, supposed to be that, but it really wasn't that. Then we went to, when he was going to middle school, we went to see a couple of presentations about different schools, and we went to this one place, and they were like, you know, they did their whole presentation. It was a new school to Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying, out in Red Hook. It had this advanced curriculum, and they were like, yeah, and then, you know, you had to take this, and every student had to take Latin, and it's 3 to 4 hours of homework every day. And then he looked at me when they said that. I was like, yeah, I want to go there. I'm like, that's what, soldier? I was about to be like, gee, this is crazy.
Right, 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 right.
But he was
right,
like, nah, right. That's it. That's it. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And so got him in there. You know what I'm saying? He couldn't afford the shit at the time. He struggled all the way through. Yeah. But for him, it was worth it because he bloomed. You know what I'm saying? His social situation came together. He was in his element. Then, you know, you could see him start to blossom and become, you know, his own person. And just like, oh, you could see him brighten up. And it's like, okay. And, you know, you feel, even though you fucking suffering financially, you know what I'm saying? It feel worth it when, you know, when you feel like your kid's in the right place for them, you know? And, you know, and that's how I went for that particular era. Luckily, he tested well and was able to go to Stuyvesant and finish out there, and I ain't had to continue busting my head wide open.
Right.
You know.
That's what's up. We got one last situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and she totally different than the others. So, you know, everybody got their own thing, you know.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
She just looking forward to a classic American high school experience, you know, what you don't really get in New York, you know, where you got football, basketball, cheerleading, volleyball, you know what I mean?
Okay, right. TV.
Yeah, the game, want to go to the game, you know.
Right, homecoming, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? She want that experience, so that's what, you know, trying to get in the right place for her.
That's what's up. That's cool, man.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's really cool. Parenting. Now, that was fly.
Yeah, black
fathers. It's like, that's like product management. Yeah, it's black fathers.
Yeah.
Like product management. It's like every new artist. This is what they want. All right, we got to figure out the rollout.
Yeah, man. You got to figure out the rollout, you know what I'm saying? Strategy.
Mm-hmm. That's cool, man. Pretty soon. It's going a little while. You got a few years, but you're going to have the empty nest.
Yeah.
How you going to feel? You excited about that? You think y'all prepared or y'all started getting your mind ready?
Well, you know, Bob Miller, who used to own Vibe magazine, he once told me, you know, he's one of them type of people who be in the office at 5:30 in the morning and shit. You want to catch him, you better catch him around about 6 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? You got to get up early and go on in and catch him. So anytime I go to L.A., I would try to go holler at him one of those days, just get up early and go holler at him. And this particular time, he was like, you know, his last daughter was headed off to college. And I was like, oh, damn, you're an empty nester. So, you know what I'm saying? You excited? He's like, yeah, you know. He was like, you know, you spend all these years, you know, all of your thought processes is going to dealing with the kids, you know. All right, what are we going to do for this? What are we going to do for that? School, that, you know, send them off to college, what schools, they, you know, man, all that type of stuff. All of your conversation and business dealings is either, you know, your house or your kids, you know. And so he was like, now that the kids are gone, we realize that we don't have much to talk about. You know what I'm saying? And that he was like, if you can, start creating something to talk about with your person. And so when that time come, you know, it won't just be that, you know, all y'all ever did was deal with the kids stuff and then that was that. So he dropped that on me, you know what I'm saying? That was probably been about 15 years ago. And now I don't know if I've gotten to the point where, you know, we solved the riddle or not. But, you know, the intention is there. to do that, you know, and, you know, you don't know how that's going to work out or not, you know, but you don't know if you prepare, you don't know how it's going to be, but you know that, okay, we here, this is what it got to be, you know what I mean? And you work through it. We ain't never had it to where it was just us, you know what I'm saying? It was relatively a short amount of time when that was the case. Most of our whole relationship been kids, you know, things, bills, kids, right. school,
projects,
bills, you know what I'm saying? Projects, putting out the next project every year, you know what I'm saying? Get the hairdo and the clothes and the, you know, all that stuff. So once that's lifted off of you, you know, damn, how do you play that shit? I don't know yet. I'm trying to craft a plan. So I can't tell you I got it figured out because it ain't happened. You know, mm-hmm. But the thing about it is you have the intent to have to figure that part out.
Yeah. That's cool. That's a nice little transparent gem he dropped on you, though. You know what I mean? Yeah. That definitely sounds like some early morning vulnerability. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, like, yeah, this is something that you should look towards. Yeah, you know what I mean? Nah, that's dope.
That man probably was going through a thing, you know what I'm saying? And when he said, you know, his daughter was off at college, I was excited. I was like, oh, shit, y'all empty nesters. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, yeah. Woo. Woo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you don't expect that from, you know what I'm saying, your rich, older, white, you know what I mean?
Right.
Person that you know. You know, actually was your boss, per se.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So you don't expect it. You know what I mean? It's just out of the blue. That's why I knew it hit. You know what I mean? And I knew the motherfucker was sincere with his words because he's like, figure out some shit to talk about.
Right. Nah, that's what's up. That's good to see. Mm. What's sad to see on some, I don't even know I'm bringing this bullshit up, but I was on.
Because it's the grievance episode.
It's not even a grievance. This is more of an observation / this is the SMH segment, I guess. Mm-hmm. This ain't the best parent moment.
Mm-hmm.
I seen this little video with you know, it's funny, man. This whole with the camera phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny. Like the iPhone is 15 years old, I think, now. I just saw a clip of the keynote where Steve Jobs introduced the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Like when he first introduced it, he was hyped. He was like, yo, it's got an iPod.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the internet. It's got a camera. I said, it's got an iPod. It's got the, like, he was like, y'all niggas hear what the fuck I'm saying? Like, it was, you know. He was like, welcome iPhone. Motherfuckers like, oh, you know, but it's 15 years. Anyway, the camera phone, you know, it's brought a lot of impact to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a lot of things that go along with that camera phone. So one is most recent, some camera phone content I saw just recently. It was this woman who you don't see her face. It's just her point of view from her phone. And she's looking at the street,
mm-hmm.
the traffic, waiting on somebody to come. And she's like, I got my camera running because I'm about to expose my baby daddy. I'm going to expose his ass.
Because
mm-hmm. every other day he come through, he bring McDonald's for his child. But he don't bring enough for all the other children.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got other children. And he don't bring enough for them, so I'm about to expose his ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like she was hyped, like she thought this was the motherfucker. She was like Geraldo with the Al Capone vault. Like she thought this shit was gonna make ratings. So anyway, homie, that's a super dated reference. Anyways, I don't know where I got with that one. I didn't even watch that episode. I just know it as a reference.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Homie finally pull up. She's like, here he come. You know what I mean? Like some real hidden camera shit, but it's not it. It's in the hand. He pull up. Now, I don't know if this was some maybe later on, either the outlet that I saw it or chose to do this, or maybe somebody was like, yo, you might not want to play yourself because this shit could go to family court. Be careful. Mm-hmm. But the faces were blurred out. So there was a bit of discretion.
Nah, I saw it with the face.
Oh, you saw it with the face? Yeah. Okay, so I saw somebody, they didn't blur out, they blurred out the face on this one. I guess this outlet was like, okay, it's enough. So a homie walk up, you know what I mean? Homie walk up with a slim McDonald's bag and one drink. You know what I mean? Right. Luke for the kid. Right. You know what I mean? For the young one. He's like, yo, what's up? Why you got me on? Why you got me on the camera? Because I'm finna expose your ass. She's like, well, what you talking about? He said, look, you go to McDonald's every other day. You pick up McDonald's for your son, but you don't get nothing for the other kids. And I'm exposing you. That's foul shit. Da-da-da-da. You need to be able to get for everybody. He's like, well, those ain't my kids. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But those are his siblings. And I don't want him just sitting there eating it in front of their face. He like, well, I hear all that, but that's not my responsibility. Mm-hmm. That's my child. I'm bringing it for my child. Those are not my kids. I'm not responsible for it. So this shit goes back and forth for damn near a good 4 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It gets a little heightened, not super crazy, but you know, he's standing his ground. Look, we could, you know, he giving concessions. Like, you know what? Take him in another room and give him to him in the other room. Or, shit, have him come out here. Come sit in the car with me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Eat his food and I bring him back in. Nah, you need to be bringing, you know. And then he was like, well, shit, I could see if it was like one or two. It's three other kids. Mm-hmm. I ain't got it like that. So I got, you know what I mean? Like, that's a lot of, because for a while, I'm kind of like trying to see what's what. I like her approach. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, you know, it would be a nice gesture. Obviously, right. You can't be entitled to do that. It'd be a nice gesture. But then it was three other kids. That's, you know, McDonald's ain't cheap. McDonald's is like gas. That shit getting hot, too.
Shit.
Yeah.
Shit. You so, got four motherfuckers and that nigga. That's a $40 scenario.
Exactly. That shit is, it gets steep. And every other day, that's a problem. That's a fucking, that's a lifestyle change. Exactly. Anyway, so long story short, they go back and forth. She say, all right, well, give me the stuff. And then he give it to her thinking, you know, it is what it is. The cooler heads prevail. She chucked the fuck out of that soda. Douche, throw that shit into traffic. Throw the burger to the side. He say, oh, you on that bullshit. He drive off. I'ma expose your ass. Right. And then, and then that's kind of how it ended. Right. And obviously the comments, surprisingly, the comments was well in the, because sometimes the comments could always throw you. Mm-hmm. I thought somebody was going to be in there caping, no, he ain't shit, da 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 da. Pretty much the comments was pretty much, you know, comments are rarely unified, mm-hmm. but for the most part, I didn't go too deep into them, but for the most part, everybody was like, nah, y'all, you bugging out. You know what I'm saying? You can't be entitled to that. If he'd have done it, that'd have been cool. But look, that ain't his responsibility. Blase, skip, whatever, whatever.
Right.
I want to know your thoughts on the video. And then because I've seen that. Like, you know, growing up, mm-hmm. I've had friends of mine that have had, you know, different fathers. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, and, you know, sometimes you'll see one father might be doing way better than the other father. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That father pull up in a fly ass whip, got the kid the new Jordans, keep him. You know what I'm saying? Other father's struggling. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It'd be a little bit of animosity. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, whatever. But so I could understand. I have a little bit, you know, I have some empathy for the kids, mm-hmm. in that situation. It's a sad situation. But what are your thoughts about that whole situation?
You know, it's a lot of thoughts. It's a lot of questions. It's a lot of everything. You know, again, you know, a lot of us come from situations where, you know, you got different parents. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. My older sister got a different father from us. You know what I'm saying? And, mm-hmm. you know, she was a little older. And, you know, but it's always a thing that, you know, shit, your daddy is around and doing shit and, you know, in comparison, you know, it's a situation. Then, you know, I got a grandma house that was, you know, my mama got 12 brothers and sisters, so it's hundreds of cousins and shit, you know what I'm saying? So, but this is where mm-hmm. you really see it, because you got all these cousins who got different daddies, you know what I'm saying? Then you got, you know, you got these two, they got two different days. One is a little more, doing more than the other. It always showed during Christmas, you know what I'm saying? Christmas, that's when the tell of the tape, you know what I mean? Who daddy gonna show up with what and blah, blah, blah. We ain't celebrate Christmas, so that wasn't a thing. But there were times where my dad would come through and bring us something to eat. And it's just me and my sister, you know what I'm saying? And then, mm-hmm. you know, you might break and tackle your little meal or whatever. It didn't happen often, but it happened. You look around the room, you know what I'm saying? It's the looks and all that. But the thing about it was, it wasn't never the case where we was eating and nobody else was eating. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. it was always meals for everybody. Like, when we ain't had no fucking food, it was a meal for us. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how my grandma set it up. So my question is, you know, why is it even a thing? Like, are you not going in there to cook for everybody? Or you just, you know what I'm saying? Or it's just that this kid's father is doing something that everybody perceives to be special, and you want him to do it for everybody else? You know what I'm saying? You can alleviate all that and be like, nah, they already eating dinner. You know what I'm saying? They already got dinner. You don't got to bring McDonald's over here. You could put that on these groceries. You know what I'm saying? That'd have been a more productive conversation for everybody involved. Mm. You know what I'm saying? If you put something on these groceries, because I'm going to cook dinner anyway. But again, right. I'm not in that house. I don't know how they running their program. And you know what I'm saying? So it's hard to place yourself within somebody else, especially like something like this on the internet, somebody else's situation. It just leaves more questions than answers, because it's like, it really sounded really crazy to me that she like, you know, you need to do this for all my other kids. And they not together. Yeah. If they was together, then yeah, I could see that.
Be different.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he took that on.
You together, you took it on. This is just one family, you know what I'm saying? And plenty stepdads do it all the motherfucking time. You know what I'm saying? Take care of everybody in the situation. But if y'all ain't together, y'all probably look like y'all ain't got the best of relationships the way you want to expose them. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's like, how would you even expect? It just seemed like, you know what I'm saying, motherfucker just looking for something to, you know what I'm saying, be mad about. Something to point the finger at this motherfucker about. But, you know what I'm saying, it's false. Because some people be like, you know, shit, the man could not be taking care of his own child. And then what? You know what I'm saying? Then it's a whole another exposure. This man is trying to take care of his particular child in the bunch. So, what you mad about? If you want to spread the wealth, just say, listen, man, don't be bringing that around here. Put something on some groceries. Drop off a Publix card or Winn-Dixie card or whatever grocery store they got around there. And, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Put it in your child support, nigga. And shit. And then you make it even. Because it's your house. You make it even.
Yeah, shit was crazy.
But sometimes you be in them situations, like, motherfuckers take that one burger, split that bitch up 4-5 ways.
Yeah. Break it down. You're like, split them fries down.
My daddy bought this. This ain't for y'all. Greedy motherfuckers.
This wasn't for you. This ain't no fucking cake.
I hate y'all.
We're supposed to cut this shit. I hate y'all.
You can take your one burger and plot twist them.
It does some shit. Be a plot twist. All them kids is about 14 years old. Some grown ass kids. Imagine that shit. They all in there just playing video games. They grown as shit. They go get a job. No. Go work at McDonald's.
Yeah, no.
Oh, man.
Yeah, them all, you know, them parental politics is tripped out when it be, you know what I'm saying, multiple baby fathers. Especially, like I said, like, you know, in a house where it's a bunch of people. And you got all these different personalities. Mm-hmm. Should be like a sitcom and shit. You know what I'm saying? Different reoccurring characters and shit. And then some that just never show up, like the Gooch and shit. You just hear about them. You don't never see them.
You know, it's a good show that shows that, that type of dynamic that you don't always see a lot on TV. There's a show called The Upshaws with Mike Epps and Wanda Sykes and Kim Fields. It's on Netflix. It's about to be in their second season. I don't know when the second season is coming out. It might be out already. Uh-huh. But that shit is good. It's funny. It's really good. But they show shit like that. Like, you know, Mike got a son by another woman. You know what I mean? And he's trying to blend the family. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? His wife and his son's mother don't really fuck with each other. Mm-hmm. And they totally opposite. You know what I'm saying? So for a while, he kind of juggling both relationships, kind of independent of the other, just not to, you know, not to bring no conflict and friction, but they slowly try to blend it. And I mean, I might be at a loss for right now. I mean, shit, the Brady Bunch, I guess, was the ultimate blended family. But, you know, I just can't think of anything off the top of their head that kind of shows a bit of that dynamic. And they do it well. Mm-hmm. They do it well. It's pretty funny. But anyway, yeah, man, you know, but it was just some shit to see. I was like, damn, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
What else is cracking with you, man? You got anything?
That was it, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, had a Black Father Week, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You know, got bounced around, damn. Got juggled by Delta. You know what I'm saying? Landed bad news about Shaka Zulu. And man. Shit, man. Then did a bunch of work in the meantime. You know, that's my week in a nutshell. Gotcha, shit. Gotcha.
That's good. I'll say this before I jet. This ain't no grievance. This is 9 and 6. I feel like I got to balance it out. Mm-hmm. Got to have something just to talk about. It's more. This is my annual me being susceptible to marketing. I've had this occurrence before. I've talked about this on the pod, but it feel like this the annual part of this summer where Diddy done got me again. I think I'm about to buy this Ciroc Passion. I think I'm about to go in and check it out. You know what I'm saying? The Infinity Stones for niggas that like to drink a little something. This nigga really got a whole nother one. The bottle is real nice looking. You know, because that's what he get me with. The bottle look good. The bottle mm-hmm. look like summer. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It kind of look like a bottle you've seen already. Passion. You know, I guess there's passion fruit. Maybe it's passion. Now he's love. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But it just looked like. It looked like that might be the summer drink. He good for that. Yeah. He good for that. That he said, I don't even know if I've taken a tally. You know me. I always call them adult quarter waters. But yo, they're literally. I don't even know how many. There are so many flavors of Ciroc.
Mm-hmm.
Like just quietly, that shit. I think it's might be about 20 different flavors of Ciroc. Quiet as kept. If not, if it's at least 15.
Mm-hmm.
It's at least 15. Shit is wild
man,
to me.
They're trying to run so the summers, I've been shit. They got the spritzers.
They got it. That's not the song. They got the little can joints. I haven't had that
shit. I want to try them. I'm not a super spritzer guy. In the marketing.
Nice little crisp. Oh, the marketing is the shit. The marketing, that's what you're drinking. You're drinking marketing juice. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it is. That's what it is, dog. Because I don't get this excited about no other vodkas, no other spirits, none of this shit. You know what I mean? Nobody does. Ace of Spades is a gold bottle, mm-hmm. and that's fine, but I don't have a crazy desire.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like. You know, Douce is Douce. I'm just trying to think of the contemporaries, but everybody mm-hmm. else, you get it when you get it.
Right.
But it's something about when that new little, you know, bright colored Ciroc bottle come out,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the new name and, you know what I'm saying, the incessant marketing. You're like, man, I gotta check this shit out. I see what it's about.
Well,
you know,
it's like.
And what's interesting.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, well, I was going to say the one thing that's interesting about that shit is this I guess is a blend of tropical flavors. Mm-hmm. And it made me think about that, like just trying to describe flavors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I've had pineapples, mangoes, I'm trying to think of the tropical shit. Passion fruit, you know, whatever else you could put under the tropical umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of hard. Like, I was watching a couple of, like, the people, like, reviewing it. It's very hard to, like, kind of describe a tropical flavor. You know what I'm saying? People are like, Like, I think I taste a little. I don't know if that's pineapple or is that coconut, man. Or is that a? It's just,
man,
it's
like, man, the only way to describe tropical flavor is like
eat that shit
tastes like how an influencer vacation look.
That's a good way.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Bright and juicy.
Sunny. You know what I'm saying?
Catch the light nice. Look good
waves
in the light.
And water. You know, all of the catchphrases for the captions. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Not dry. Nah. This ain't.
A lot of solo pictures on the yacht. You know, sunset views and shit.
Right,
like, we on vacation, but you only see me.
Right, yeah, ain't that some shit?
The good life.
Oh, man. That shit is hilarious,
You know.
Anyway. Yeah, but I'm going to check it out at some point.
That's what it is.
Tastes just like the last one. Yeah, man. So I guess it's time to transform rollout. If y'all had the passion, let us know what your thoughts are. Matter of fact, you know what? Since it's so many, let us know in the comments. Hit us up. What is your favorite Ciroc flavor? You know what I mean? And yeah, let us know what your favorite Ciroc flavor is. And I mean, shit, I guess there's so many for every season, but your favorite Ciroc flavor for the summer. Yeah. Which one, what would you like to taste? What haven't you tasted? What do you, and what is your prediction for the next flavor profile of 2023? You know what I mean? Diddy's listening.
No doubt.
Until next week, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.
Conversation.